Cross-curricular reading, Units 7 to 9. Page 98. History, the Olympics in Ancient Greece. Exercise 1. Read about the Olympics in Ancient Greece. Who could compete in the ancient Olympic Games?
The first Olympic Games were in 776 BC in Olympia, Greece. The Olympics used to take place every 4 years, just as they do today. But unlike today, the Games were always in the same place in Greece, a valley called Olympia. Athletes and spectators traveled over land and sea to arrive at the Games from all parts of Greece and their colonies far and near. The map shows the large distances between some of the colonies and Olympia. Travel took a long time in ancient times. What were the most important sporting events? Some sports in the modern Olympics come to us directly from the Olympics thousands of years ago. The famous pentathlon, a five-event combination of jumping, running, and wrestling, and the throwing events of discus and javelin, contained sports that still exist in the Olympics of today. The equestrian events, those involving horses, such as riding and chariot racing, were some of the most exciting events of the ancient games. Who competed in the ancient Olympics? Only men and boys who spoke Greek could compete in the Olympics. Women and girls could not compete. In fact, married women couldn't even be spectators. If a married woman even entered the stadium, she could receive the death penalty. In almost all events, athletes didn't wear any clothes, so there were no colorful uniforms as in today's Olympics. Did women ever participate in athletic contests? In the 6th century BC, the Horaean Games began and were the first official women's athletic competition. The Horaean Games also took place every 4 years in the Stadium of Olympia. The only sport was running, on a track 1/6 shorter than the men's track. Why? Because according to the ancient Greeks, a woman's stride, the distance between the left and right foot when running, was 1/6 shorter than a man's.